alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. It's the 28th of April, corresponding to the Islamic date of the 20th of Rajab. And we welcome all to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara in Antiquator Ibrahim, and I will be in your company up to 11 a.m. Assalamu alaikum, Antiquator. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukr, and I hope all the listeners are all well too.
It's a nice long weekend again. Schools are closed.
Yes.
So I think, I'm not sure if people actually really went away for the holiday, but I think most of them are actually at home busy preparing the Ramadan ceremonies.
And I don't think all the schools, the government schools are all open.
Yes.
So,
Okay. Now here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We commence with the health segment. It's hard to text in water. Then we move on to the homemaking segment. It's freezer cleaning tips, and are you getting your freezer ready for the month of Ramadan? And you need to first clean it out. So we're going to actually share with you some freezer cleaning tips. Then, Antiquator, what can you expect in the cooking segment today?
Well, today it's at the moment we're busy doing savouries. So today our savoury is on moons, and we're doing the basic dough and all different fillings for moons.
So you can look forward to the Ramadan savoury preparation and recipes. We're also going to be sharing with you some tips on how to make your moons, how to crumb it, how to pack it. And the recipe segment, yes, we've got five of the best moon savoury recipes. We're going to actually commence with a basic moon dough recipe. Then we've got a chicken and mushroom moons filling, a cheese moons, vegetable moons, Matabaja moons, and pepper jew and cream cheese moons filling recipe. So you can look forward to the recipe segment of the program that will be coming up later on. Also, the question I'm asking you today is, what type of foods do you make ahead of time for Ramadan besides savouries? So what type of foods do you make ahead of time for Ramadan besides savouries? You can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. And you can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram. Instagram is Amara_Mulla. Let's begin with heart attacks and water. Now, extremely valuable information from a cardiac specialist. How many folks do you know who say they don't want to drink anything before going to bed because they'll have to get up in the night for the loo? And in fact, this was actually sent to me, and that was actually the question that was asked by a patient to the doctor. He said, why do people need to urinate so much at night time? And the doctor gave the answer as, gravity holds water in the lower part of the body when you are upright, legs well. When you lie down in the lower body, seeks level with the kidneys, it is then that the kidneys remove the water because it is easier. And now, what is the correct time to drink water? Does drinking water at a certain time maximize its effectiveness on the body? And the answer the doctor gave is, 2 glasses of water after waking up helps activate internal organs. 1 glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion. 1 glass of water before taking a bath helps lower blood pressure. And 1 glass of water before going to bed avoids stroke or heart attack. And the physician added that water at bedtime helps prevent nighttime leg cramps as well.
Okay.
So quite interesting information for that Antiquator. Now also, a few simple steps can go a long way in taking care of our health. And one easy way of ensuring it is by drinking sufficient water on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. Not only does it clear your stomach, it goes a long way in reducing the risk of a number of diseases. Firstly, it purifies the colon, and it improves stomach chance to absorb nutrients properly. A better digestive system automatically takes care of a lot of other things. It is also one of the secrets behind a glowing skin, as water removes the toxins from the blood. Drinking water also improves the creation of new blood cells as well as muscle cells and helps you in losing weight. Also, make sure not to eat anything for a while after you drink water in the morning. And this water therapy has no side effects and boosts your metabolism greatly. About 4 glasses of water, it's 1 liter, on an average daily would be great. If it feels too much in the beginning, you can start off slowly and gradually increase the intake. So lovely information coming through there. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, the homemaking segment, tips on how to clean your freezer. Stay tuned.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Venezia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
Did you know, as you treat, so shall you be treated. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, O Messenger of Allah, how often should we pardon a servant? He, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remained silent. He repeated the question, but he, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remained silent. At the third occasion, he said, pardon him even if it is 70 times a day.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 27-4 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
The South African National Quran Council announces the commencement of the 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition, 1437. Registration is now open for both the male and inaugural female competitions. Western Cape, 2nd of April. Mpumalanga, 9th of April. Eastern Cape and Limpopo, 16th of April. South KZN, 23rd of April. North KZN, 24th of April. Northwest, 14th of May. Gauteng, Free State and Northern Cape, 21st of May. Visit alquran.co.za for more information and online registration. This event is sponsored by Motlekar Holdings, Sedgar's Home, Calstar Group, Premier Rentals and Logistics, Four Arrows, Fouché Motors for Inaking, Neon Printers and Creative Curve. The SANQC's 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition, 1437.
As you journey through life, you may encounter some sudden and unexpected bends in the road. They may not always be avoidable, but when it comes to your BMW, you can ensure that their effect doesn't leave a permanent mark. At Valridge Auto, our approved repair center repairs vehicles to the most stringent BMW standards and adheres to comprehensive safety regulations, giving you complete peace of mind. Keep your BMW in mint condition. Contact Valridge Auto in Duncanville on 016-450-5500.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back to the homemaking segment of the program. We're sharing with you freezer cleaning tips, and it's actually time of the year now. We actually have to get our freezer ready to pack all our Ramadan savories, and let it make us, allow us to actually use the savories as well.
Ameen.
Ameen. Alikrija, what would you say is the quickest way to actually clean your freezers?
Well, you have to defrost your freezer and then you wash it nicely and clean. I normally use the gel to clean it, and it takes out all the smell from the fridge,
mm-hmm.
from the freezer. You wash it nicely with hot water. You can even use Domestos, which is very good also.
Okay.
To clean the freezer with. Or else there's vinegar that the people put in. There's lots of other things that they use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you.
Okay, yes. And I think first and foremost, you know, if you're going to be actually cleaning your freezer, mm-hmm. you need to unplug it first. That's most important. Mm-hmm. Unplug your freezer. And with a chest freezer, I think it's very easy to clean.
No, it is.
Very easy to clean.
It so. And you have to leave it. Actually, you switch it off and leave it the overnight to defrost.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's still frozen, you put the dish of hot water, not inside the freezer, and you'll see all the ice melts away, and then you just clean it out.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to do it like over a space of maybe a couple of hours or something, and what you first need to do is basically unplug your freezer and then remove all your things that you've got in the freezer, mm-hmm. put it into the basin of in your sink, in your scullery, and then what you can do is place a large container of hot water in the freezer,
yes.
and it will basically speed up the
defrosting
process, the ice that's
too.
There, and then you wipe it out, or even some people even use an old hair dryer and set it to a low heat setting.
Yes.
So, but I still feel the hot water works wonders.
No, it does.
It's pretty quick.
It makes it has the trick.
Yes. And then you actually wipe it out. Now, once the ice has melted, the frost has melted, everything, then what you can do is use a mild cleanser, such as dish detergent, or you can even use bicarbonate of soda and vinegar to clean it out, and that actually works quite well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see, it takes all the smell out of the freezer, and then
yes. Mm-hmm. And then you can also, bicarb of soda also helps to eliminate the lingering freezer smell that mm-hmm. has been there. And once you wipe it out dry again, then you can pack and then reorganize your freezer again.
Plug it in.
And that you will have a clean freezer.
Yeah.
But now with an upright freezer, you unplug it again and you remove all your items, put it in the sink. And then I think you have to wait for it to basically thaw out, like basically overnight.
Yes.
Or you can also do the hot water thing, put bowls into the shelves.
Yes.
Close your door and it'll, the ice will melt.
It just melts very quickly with it.
Yes. And then at the bottom you can always put old towels or newspapers or something like that.
Just for the water not to drip
mm-hmm.
all over
and then
the shelf.
Same way, wipe it out and pack your stuff again and put your freezer back on again. So very easy, simple ways to basically take out clean your freezer. Let's now go on to the cooking segment of the program. But before we do that, the question we're asking you today is, what type of food do you make ahead of time for Ramadan besides savouries? You can, in fact, SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. You can follow me on Twitter at Amara Registram, on Instagram Amara_Mular. But later on we'll be going to open the lines for any of your cooking questions or concerns. In the meantime, I think we're talking about moons, right?
Okay.
Now when you're making moons, I know you have to actually make your dough into a pot.
Yes.
Okay?
You have to cook the dough.
You have to cook the dough. Do you have to cook it on high heat or low heat?
No, it doesn't matter. On medium heat you cook your dough, and as soon as it's done, then you have to, you see with moon dough, you have to work fast with it. So that's why if you're two people, it makes it so much easier, because it's a procedure. Firstly, you have to make the dough, then you have to let it cool a bit and roll it out and fill it and dip it and crumb it and all those type of things. So it is a bit of a procedure, but at the end results, it's very yummy.
Okay. Now, when you're sealing, once you've actually made your dough, you've rolled it out now into your rounds, does it have to be thick or thin, your rounds?
No, it has to be a thin dough.
A thin dough.
Because then once you fry it, then you're not going to taste the filling inside if it's too thick rolled. It's going to be too doughy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have very little, so you have to roll it out nice and thin.
Okay. Then, when it comes to your filling, do you have to have a very dry or very moist filling?
You know what? It has to be a bit of a moist filling.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a totally dry filling. Because it's like you're eating then a samosa, which is like, not moist.
Like empty thing, yeah.
Something empty. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a bit moist. Not very moist, because then the filling mustn't ooze out.
Okay. Then again, Adikaja, when you're sealing your moons, right?
Yes.
What do you use to seal it up?
You see, the moons doesn't need sealing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the dough, you don't have to. If you close it up nicely and you just close it with your fingers. It doesn't. And then again, another safe option is you're going to dip it in egg, so definitely it's going to close up the moon. It won't really open. Another tip is to not overfill your moons, because what happens burst. Once it stands in the freezer, it will tend to burst open. Again, do not. It's like the spring rolls. We mustn't fill it too much. The same way with the moons, you must not fill it too much, because it will open up in the end.
Okay. Now when it comes to crumbing your moon.
Yes.
Okay. Now I've heard people actually put some mixed herbs in their crumbs, you know.
Yes. There you are. Again, you can use the Pakistani vermicelli also with the crumbs in it.
Exactly. So,
yes, some people put a bit of tell woods of crumbs, they mix and they put. Again, it's your choice, whatever you want to do. Some people even put a little bit of paprika, then it looks a bit of a red color.
Yes.
It. Mm-hmm. So it's entirely up to you. Parsley looks beautiful in
there. Even the mixed herb.
Yes.
But the first time I've heard about the Pakistani vermicelli.
The Pakistani vermicelli, you mix it with your crumbs and the tell, and you mix it and you dip your moons. It's really something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said last week, I did mention it, about the lane, instead of putting egg, they say you must make a thin lay with the flour and water, and you top it, it takes less oil and it's much nicer to use.
Okay, and yes, and then packing that, do you have to freeze it first and then pack it into your tupperware?
You know what, it's again, if you got separating sheets, then I don't think it's really necessary to freeze it up first. You just pack it in your tupperware. But you have to put your separating sheets one layer to the other.
And they so handy separating
sheets. Oh, they are.
Yes.
They're a dream to work with.
Okay. Then, let's go for a break. When we're going to come back, we can actually do recipes and we're going to open the lines for any of your questions or concerns. So recipes up next. Get your pen and papers ready. We're sharing with you 5 of the best moon savory recipes. We're going to actually begin with the basic moon dough recipe, then chicken and mushroom, cheese moons, vegetable moons, matty budgie moons, something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the third year we're sharing that.
Yes, we did share it.
Also. And it's also a must-have, yes?
Cheese.
Then it's pepper jew and cream cheese moons. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's now go on to the recipe segment of the program. But before we do that, a message from Sister Aisha Dokra from Lobatse, Botswana. She says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you and Auntie Khadija? She says, Jazakallah for a lovely program. I look forward to this day. A tip for freezer cleaning, usually I put bowls of hot water. I rinse with soda, water or bicarb and vinegar, but my last rinse I use vanilla essence on my cloth and wipe down, smells lovely.
Okay.
Good, very good tip, yes. Then this is responding to the question. Now the question we're asking you today is, what type of foods do you make ahead of time for Ramadan besides savouries? She says, I make my halim and freeze it for Ramadan. Also, she wanted to know, do you have a milk filling recipe for samosas?
Mm.
Okay, we'll have to actually source one for you. Auntie Krita will actually cook up one for you. Then she says, when you want to make stir fry with chicken to freeze, do you just marinate your peppers, onions and mushrooms with your chicken pieces and freeze?
Actually, it's not nice to freeze the vegetables. Maybe you should just freeze your chicken fillet and then
make your vegetables fresh.
It doesn't take long to make the vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Another question here. Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to know why when frying samosa, sometimes little black speckles settle onto the samosa. Jazakallah for a lovely program always.
Okay, you see, that happens when maybe you didn't burn your water out totally in your mans. Then
yes.
It does happen.
We spoke about it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe the problem.
Okay. Then this one says, Jazakallah for the informative program. I usually make halim a week before and freeze in portions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, very interesting question came up, Auntie Khadija. How long in advance do you prepare your savouries for Ramadan?
Well, I know there are people that really prepare way ahead of time, like, you know, months before. But I think 2 weeks is more than enough.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Really.
You know, I think people start preparing in when Rajab sets in already, slowly.
Yes.
But again, it depends what you're going to make.
Yes.
If you're going to eat the basic savouries, I said to myself this session, I'm just going to make the basic savouries.
Yes.
What they eat. So it's making what nobody eats.
Nobody eats, and then you're so much of waste.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Let's now go on to our recipes. Five of the best moon savoury recipes. We're going to commence the basic moon dough recipe.
Okay. For the basic moon dough recipe, you need 2 cups of water, 2 tablespoons butter, pinch of salt, bring to a boil, and then you add 2 cups of flour. You stir vigorously until it forms a ball. Knead into a smooth dough, roll out and cut with a Tupperware cutter, brush with egg, place a spoonful of filling in the center and close over tightly. Tap in egg and breadcrumbs and freeze.
Now, this is a basic moon dough recipe.
This is a normal basic recipe.
Okay. So, for the basic moon dough recipe, we repeat it again. It's 2 cups water, 2 tablespoons butter, a pinch of salt. Now, you bring to boil. That means you bring to boil your water, your butter, and your salt. Once that boils, then you add your 2 cups flour. Stir vigorously until it forms a ball. Knead into a smooth dough, roll out and cut with Tupperware cutter, brush with egg, place a spoonful of filling in the center and close over tightly. Dip in egg and breadcrumbs and freeze. Now we go on to the chicken and mushroom moons.
Okay, for the chicken and mushroom moon filling, you need 4 pieces of chicken fillet cubed, a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of aromat, 1 teaspoon Robertson's chicken spice, 1 teaspoon garlic, 1 teaspoon ground green chilies, a teaspoon of black pepper, a half a green pepper cubed, 1 thin cream style corn, 1 tray of mushrooms cleaned and steamed with salt and pepper, 1 tub of fresh cream, a teaspoon of flour, 1 teaspoon of the Knorr pepper sauce, a teaspoon of Knorr mushroom sauce, and grated cheese. You braise your chicken in ghee, add spices, add your green pepper and cream style corn, add your mushrooms and make a paste with the flour, pepper sauce, mushroom sauce, and water, and add to the chicken. Add fresh cream. When cool, you add grated cheese. It must be dry and thick.
Okay. Very nice.
Very nice. Something different.
Very different, yes. Mm. So for the chicken and mushroom moons, the filling is 4 pieces of chicken fillet cubed, a teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon aromat, 1 teaspoon Robertson's chicken spice, a teaspoon of garlic, a teaspoon of ground chilies, which are green chilies.
Okay.
Okay. A teaspoon of black pepper powder, then a half a green pepper cubed, 1 tin cream style corn. Is it a big tin?
Yes.
Okay. 1 tray mushrooms cleaned and steamed with salt and pepper, 1 tub fresh cream, a teaspoon of flour, then 1 teaspoon Knorr pepper sauce, and a teaspoon of Knorr mushroom sauce and grated cheese. Now the Knorr pepper sauce and mushroom sauce, do you get in the sachet?
Yes, it's in the sachet. You just put a teaspoon each in this mixture.
Alright, okay. Sure. Then you braise chicken in ghee, you add your spices, you add green pepper and cream style corn, you add your mushrooms, you make a paste of flour, pepper sauce, mushroom sauce and water and add to the chicken. Add fresh cream, when cool, add grated cheese, must be dry and thick. It's a bit of a saucy
one.
It
will give a nice thick mixture.
Okay, next recipe is the cheese moons.
Okay, for the cheese moons, the ingredients is leeks or onions, cream style corn, equal amounts of cheddar, tusses and mozzarella cheese grated. Your method is, you slice your leeks and you saute it in little butter or ghee. You add salt and green masala, you braise lightly, then you add your corn, you simmer till dry and thick, let it cool completely, then you add your cheeses, filling mustn't be too wet or too dry.
Okay. For the cheese mons recipe, its ingredients are leeks or onions, which is spring onions.
Spring onions,
okay. Okay. Cream style corn, equal amounts of cheddar, tussles and mozzarella cheese, all grated. Now here you need to basically
your leeks, your own
judgment how much you want to make. Okay. So your method is you slice your leeks and saute in a little butter or ghee. Then you add salt, green masala, you braise it lightly. Then you add the corn, you simmer till dry and thick, let it cool completely. Then add the cheeses, filling mustn't be too wet or too dry. Now here again, can you add a tablespoon of cake flour in order your cheese doesn't run out?
Yes, a very good tip. It is. And then forgot to mention you must add your greens in there.
And your greens.
Yes. So there again, you can add your flour for the filling not to ooze out.
Okay. Now we go on to the vegetable mounds.
Okay, for the vegetable mounds, it's one shredded baby cabbage, one grated onion, remove all the water, a shredded green pepper, the colors are optional, a cup of corn, grated carrots, boiled rice noodles, mushrooms are optional. You stir fry all the veggies in oil. Add 1 tablespoon aromat, salt, pepper, green masala. You let it cool. Then you make a sauce with 1.5 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup milk, and 1.5 tablespoons of maizena. When cool, you add your salt, pepper, dana, spring onions, and equal amounts of cheddar cheese and mozzarella cheese.
Okay, so vegetable mounds recipe again, it's 1 shredded baby cabbage. It must be shredded.
Yes, it has to be shredded.
Okay. 1 grated onion, remove all the water. Then 1 shredded green pepper, the colors are optional. You can either put green, yellow or red,
yeah,
how you want.
You.
Okay. 1 cup corn, the corn you actually...
You can use the frozen corn or the corn on the cob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Grated carrots. Boiled rice noodles.
Yes. Now you can use the 2-minute noodles or the rice noodles, or you can even put a bit of spaghetti inside.
Okay. Mushrooms, again, that's optional.
Mm-hmm.
You stir fry the veggies in oil. You add a tablespoon of aromat, salt, pepper, and green masala. Then you let it cool. Now for the sauce, you boil together 1.5 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup milk, and 1.5 tablespoons of maizena. When cool, you add salt, pepper, green onion, spring onion, equal amounts of cheddar and mozzarella cheese,
mm-hmm.
and you fill your mounds
yes.
for that.
So it's got no meat inside, but it's got the veggies and the cheese. It's something different. Sometimes you don't want to eat meat.
Can you omit the baby cabbage because you find it in the Ramadan?
Yes.
Cabbage can give you a bit of wind.
No, you can.
You can
omit it.
You can omit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you maybe put potato in there?
You can put, but you see, if you're going to freeze it for long, it doesn't taste nice.
Yes, especially with potato.
With potato doesn't freeze for too long. So.
Okay. Okay, next recipe, another hit for the past good few years.
It's
the methi bhaji moons.
Yes, it
okay.
is. For the methi bhaji moons, you need 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons ghee, 2 heaped teaspoons of baking powder, 1 bunch of methi bhaji finely chopped, a little fresh dhania finely chopped, salt to taste, 2 medium potatoes boiled and mashed, 1 cup lukewarm water and milk mixed together. Now for your method, you mix together the flour, the ghee, the baking powder, the methi bhaji, your salt, dana and mashed potato. You make your dough with milk and water mixture. You divide your dough into 5 balls and roll each ball into a roti. You smear rotis with melted ghee, then you stack up and roll into 1 big roti. You cut into rounds and fill with filling of choice, chicken, mince or potato, and you seal. Now you can seal edges with flour and water paste, and you fry it in hot oil. this one does not need egg and crumbs.
Just like that. But you can see the Mati Bhaji is very tasty.
It is very, something different again.
Yes, okay. Mati Bhaji moons, once again, it's 2 cups flour, 2 tablespoons ghee, 2 heap teaspoons baking powder, 1 bunch Mati Bhaji finely chopped, a little fresh dhania finely chopped, salt to taste, 2 medium potatoes boiled and mashed, and 1 cup lukewarm water and milk mixed together. So for the method, you mix together your flour, your ghee, your baking powder, your Mati Bhaji, your salt, your dhania, and mashed potatoes. Then you make dough with milk and water mixture. Divide dough into 5 balls and roll each ball into a roti. Smear rotis with melted ghee and stack up and roll into 1 big roti. Cut into rounds and fill with filling of choice, either chicken, mince or potato, and seal. You can seal edges with flour and water paste and fry in medium to hot oil. And the final recipe, it's pepper jus and cream cheese filling.
Okay, the pepper jus and cream cheese moon filling goes as this. 1/2 kilo chicken cubed fillet, 1 onion cubed fine, 1/2 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon Ina Parman's garlic pepper, salt to taste, green masala to taste, crushed garlic, 1 heap teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon of jeera, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, and 1 tub of cream cheese. You cook your onion in ghee and oil till soft, add crushed garlic, add your chicken and rest of the ingredients, cook till almost done, add 1 tomato finely cubed and add 1/4 cup of chopped pepper juice, cook till water burns out. When completely cold, mix in 1 tub of cream cheese and chopped green dhania.
Sounds very delicious. So it's for the pepper jus and cream cheese moon filling. It as follows: 1/2 kilo cubed chicken fillet, 1 onion cubed fine, 1/2 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon Ina Parman's garlic pepper. If you don't have Ina Parman, you can just use
any
one.
Any other garlic
right.
pepper.
Salt to taste, green masala to taste, crushed garlic, 1 heap teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon jeera, 1 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, and 1 tub cream cheese. So you cook onion in ghee, oil till soft, add crushed garlic. Then you add chicken and rest of the ingredients. Cook until almost done. Then you add 1 tomato finely cubed and 1/4 cup chopped pepper juice. Cook till water burns out. When completely cold, mix in 1 tub cream cheese and chopped green dhania.
Yeah.
So that was the 5 of the best moon savory recipes. We shared with you a basic moon's recipe. Then we shared with you cheese moons, vegetable moons, Mati Bhaji moons, chicken and mushroom moons, and a pepper jus and cream cheese moon filling. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, our lines will be open for any of your cooking questions or concerns. And Kaja is an expert. She's in the studio, and inshallah, we will be able to try and assist you in your cooking and baking as well. So the lines will be open 011-854-1548. That's to come live on air. Then to SMS or WhatsApp your questions is 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. When our lines are open for any of your cooking questions or concerns, 011-854-1548, you can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Well, I think, with regards to cheese samosa as well, in there you can actually, in your filling, can you add a tablespoon of flour?
Yes. You have to, you must add it, because what happens a lot of times, it does ooze out to the cheese. So it's best if you use a bit of flour or mazina just to prevent it from bursting open.
Okay. Your cheese samosa from the freezer to the hot oil?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be hot oil and from the freezer.
Okay. Your moons, do you actually,
your moons,
deep or shallow oils?
Well, it mustn't be very deep oil. It has to be shallow, but your oil must be hot to fry your moons.
Okay.
Because if your oil is cold, it sieves a lot of oil.
Okay.
The minute your oil is cold and you fry it, you're going to see it's going to become very soggy.
Okay.
Full of oil.
Brother Usama says you've got three callers online. Let's go to the first one. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam. How are you, auntie?
Alhamdulillah, and you people?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for calling in, sister. How can we help you?
No, you know what? 2 weeks ago, I heard somebody wanted to know to make ghee.
Okay, yes, sister. Please share it with us.
Yes, okay. You know what my late sister taught me?
Mm-hmm.
You must take like two pots, like two patilas.
Mm-hmm.
But I take my one AMC pot, the big, the high one,
mm-hmm.
the very big one, and I take a patila.
Okay.
And you put about seven packets of ghee butter into the patila,
mm-hmm.
and you just let it melt.
Okay.
It mustn't even give one boil.
Okay.
For the milk and that water to mix.
Mm-hmm.
Then you transfer it into your AMC.
Okay.
Right, and you go on like that, and in the AMC it will only take maybe about 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
for it to clear.
Okay, very
you
good
have
idea.
That milk and the salt and the water and all,
mm-hmm.
and you just go on transferring like that, and then at the end in the patila there will be like now all the milk that is left and the salt, mm-hmm. and that you can just boil on your own time.
Okay, Jazakallah for sharing that, sister.
Yes, it is so quick. I make a box, like in, you can say, maybe within 2 hours.
Sure, that's very easy. That's something really interesting.
Yes, just be careful that in the AMC, you just see till the crust comes, and it's a nice golden color,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
But that's the easiest way to make it, than to let it boil with the milk and the water and the salt the whole day. Just transfer, just let it melt in the patila.
Mm-hmm. Jazakallah so much, sister.
Okay.
Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Very, very lovely.
Yes,
easy.
I never knew about it.
Yes.
You learn every day.
Alhamdulillah. Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, you're calling us from?
From Johannesburg.
From Johannesburg. Welcome to the program, sister.
Jazakallah, what a wonderful program. Allah Pak let it grow to strength to strength.
Amen.
Then I just wanted to know, you know, when you fall samosas, why do they turn black and why do they crack?
Okay, sister. You can listen on E. Okay, we're going to discuss that now.
Jazakallah,
sister. Assalamualaikum. Let's go to our third caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Ben?
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Okay, how are you?
Auntie Rashida, how are you keeping?
Okay. You know this ghee thing, that to boil the ghee, my late mother-in-law used to put a saucer. And then it never used to come up, eh?
Okay, so that's okay.
Yeah, and in the end, when you finish the cool the ghee, you add a little water inside.
Okay.
It gives that shine in the ghee.
Okay.
Yeah, and concerning the things that you make before Ramzan, I feel you must make the syrup. You know, the syrup for dipping gulab jambu,
zaywan. Oh, yes.
It's ideal. You make a whole lot of syrup. And then it's ideal, you know, you don't have to make syrup every day.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Banana puri, gulab jambu, gulab, all that.
Yeah.
And it stays very nice out of the fridge. Okay.
Yes. Lovely idea, Auntie Rashida.
Okay.
As always.
Right.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, let's take our last call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you? Alhamdulillah. Yes, how can we assist you, sister?
So I'd like to just give you an economical way of making ghee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it for years now. I take a brick, 1 kg brick of stalk margarine,
mm-hmm.
and 1 500-gram block of butter.
Okay.
And I boil the two together.
Okay.
And then you get that, when as soon as the ghee becomes clear, it have a little bit of bubbles on the top. As soon as it's clear, then your ghee is ready.
Okay, sister.
And it's very tasty. You can use it for your puris, your rotis, and so on, but not for your sweet meat.
Okay, yes. You're going to get a different taste.
Yes. And then for cheese samosas, also, instead of using flour, you can use breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Keep the cheese together so it doesn't ooze out.
Oh, Jazakallah for that lovely tip, sister.
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Very interesting, Adi Khadija. Yes. So, thank you to all those who called in and for sharing those lovely tips. Much appreciated. Adi Khadija, the samosa, the crack.
That samosas, I suppose maybe you're filling it too much. And again, why is it going brown? Maybe your mince is not braised properly. Probably there is a bit of water in your mince. That's why your samosas go brown.
And the crack, okay.
Yes. Cracking, probably you're filling it too much.
Also, maybe how you pack your samosas.
Yes. You see, in this week, somebody on the phone group said that you must line it with newspaper first. And then you must take elkin foil, put the foil on top of the newspaper, and then you start packing it, and you do it the same procedure on top also.
Yeah.
Once you finish pack it, you take the foil, you put the foil and a piece of newspaper, and you'll see there's no frost in the samosas.
Yes, that's the frost that's cracked.
Probably that's one of the problems.
Okay. Let's now go on to the messages here. This one says, can you please repeat the last spoon? Unfortunately, sir, we cannot repeat it due to time constraints. Then, okay. If you want to get put onto our emailing list for recipes, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 and she will actually put you on your mailing list for the recipes as well. And recipes are also on the Radio Islam website, that's radioislam.co.za. Then this one says, just wanted to know, what is separating sheets? Where can I buy it from? Jazakallah for a lovely program.
Mm-hmm. I think Stashi will have it or else... I don't know.
One of the packaging stores.
Yes, they should have
actually
them.
Those actually sell those paper cups and paper plates.
Yes, you should find it. You're in Lance, maybe at Balance or at Honeybee or something.
Yes.
It's the long, long sheets that you pack it in your Tupperwares.
You even get it into a roll?
Yes, you get it in a roll form also.
Yes. Kebabs are also nice to freeze in advance for Ramadan.
Yes.
Absolutely. A lovely tip, that one. This one says... I sprinkle mazina as I mix the cheese after grating before filling my samosas. They never burst.
You see? There
lovely
you
tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Sister Zaira from our health guest, Sister Zaira Mohammed says, I stick to one pot for ghee. I don't make the whole day, but very interesting, no doubt.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody has different methods of making
the ghee.
And I think some of us are so spoiled, you know, just actually buy the
globe. But it's got no barkat in it.
Absolutely no. Okay, this one says, dip moons in oil and bake much better than frying. Okay, it's more of a healthy one. Then, this one says, from experience, the samosas crack if they are not freezed properly.
Okay,
very interesting. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely, very informative program. Let's go to one more message here. Salams, use kachori recipe from Red Indian Delights for milk, filling for samosas.
Okay,
there we are. Okay, jazakallah to all those who messaged and called in as well. We appreciate all your hints and tips, and we only learn every day.
Definitely. Yes.
So from myself, Sister Amara, and Adi Khadija Ibrahim, next week again, also savory recipes. We'll actually give you different savory recipes next week.
Inshallah.
So from us then, we talk again next week. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.